This means that all time travel paradoxes can be solved. If you have killed your parents before you were born, it simply means you have killed some people who are genetically identical to your parents, with the same memories and personalities, but they are not your true parents. The many worlds idea solves at least one main problem with time travel. To a physicist, the number one criticism of time travel, besides finding negative energy, is that radiation effects will build up until either you are killed the instant you enter the machine, or the wormhole collapses on you. Radiation effects build up because any radiation entering the time portal will be sent back into the past, where it will eventually wander around the universe until it reaches the present day, and then it will fall into the wormhole again. Since radiation can enter the mouth of the wormhole an infinite number of times, the radiation inside the wormhole can become incredibly strong, strong enough to kill you. But the many worlds interpretation solves this problem. If the radiation goes into the time machine and is sent into the past, it then enters a new universe. It cannot re-enter the time machine again and again and again. This simply means that there are an infinite number of universes, one for each cycle, and each cycle contains just one photon of radiation, not an infinite amount of radiation. In 1997, the debate was clarified a bit when three physicists finally proved that Hawking's program to ban time travel was inherently flawed. Bernard Kay, Marek Radzikowski, and Robert Wald showed that time travel was consistent with all the known laws of physics, except in one place. When traveling in time, all the potential problems were concentrated at the event horizon, located near the entrance to the wormhole. But the horizon is precisely where we expect Einstein's theory to break down and quantum effects to take over. The problem is that whenever we try to calculate radiation effects as we enter a time machine, we have to use a theory that combines Einstein's theory of general relativity with the quantum theory of radiation. But whenever we naively try to marry these two theories, the resulting theory makes no sense. It yields a series of infinite answers that are meaningless. This is where a theory of everything takes over. All problems of traveling through a wormhole that have bedeviled physicists, for example, the stability of the wormhole, the radiation that might kill you, the closing of the wormhole as you entered it, are concentrated at the event horizon, precisely where Einstein's theory made no sense. Thus, the key to understanding time travel is to understand the physics of the event horizon, and only a theory of everything can explain this. This is the reason that most physicists today would agree that one way to definitively settle the time travel question is to come up with a complete theory of gravity and space-time. A theory of everything would unite the four forces of the universe and enable us to calculate what would happen when we entered a time machine. Only a theory of everything could successfully calculate all the radiation effects created by a wormhole and definitively settle the question of how stable wormholes would be when we entered the time machine. And even then, we might have to wait for centuries or even longer to actually build a machine to test these theories. Because the laws of time travel are so closely linked to the physics of wormholes, time travel seems to qualify as a Class II impossibility.